Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. it's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll.
Latin scorchers. Scratchy 78s.
Deep gospel, Delta blues.
Heavyweight dub. Psychedelic nuggets. And a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown. 4 o'clock classic.
Welcome back to The Breakdown. 4 o'clock classic, chosen today by Mr. Chris Stride, who's joining me this afternoon. Thank you very much, Chris. Back to 1987?
Yep, that was The Bats and Miss These Things from their album Daddy's Highway. The Bats being one of the sort of four definitive New Zealand indie pop bands. The lead singer, Robert Scott Moore, more commonly known for being in a band called The Clean, who are... Yeah, probably the most famous New Zealand group, but he's been in the Bats long, about 40 years now they've been going, and they've produced these sort of timeless indie pop records, just keep churning them out. A fantastic, fantastic band. Anyway, next one up.
Let's go.
Alex G. This came out earlier this year, June Guitar, playing this because going to see them tonight with my daughter for her first ever gig.
That's a big first gig.
Big first gig, going to see Alex G, yeah, so Manchester Academy.
Yeah.
Exciting.
So from the album Headlights, June Guitar by Alex G, and Robin came back this week. We'll have a spot of dopamine after this.
Mm-hmm. put you down there swinging along with me. Yeah, you turn from me. Felt something slipping, some fabric ripping. Put you down there swinging along with me. Put you down here swinging along with me. Love ain't for the young anyhow. Something that you learn from falling down. Don't make me. End of my days, I spoke so freely. What's left was reeling. Feel faded feelings. Man, here, come on down, swing with me. Put you down here, swing with me. It came back to me. Yeah, you were hiding. Then you were laughing. Put you down there, swing with me. Put you down here, swing with me.
This is Catherine Woods from Fresh, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Nothing's ever gonna come. it feels so real to me. I'm tripping on a chemistry. It's firing up inside of me.
That was Dopamine by Robin. First new music from her since the album Honey in 2018. There is a new album in the can already. Ready to go. 2026 is looking good. Alex G before that with something from the album earlier this year. We heard June Guitar. Okay. Steve has been in touch. He's always got his fingers in, even if he's away. He has been in touch to request that we find space on the sound on the track list today for Tiberius, who have been in touch with us on the Breakdown email. They're a Boston, Massachusetts band who had a single out a couple of weeks ago that Steve was supposed to play called Painting of a Tree. He didn't, so today we're going to play something on the date. Well, the day after their album came out, Troubadour came out yesterday, so It Has to Be True is the track you're going to hear now.
We were sitting on the ground drinking cheap beers in South Dakota. When I realized the edge of the earth was just in reach, I expected it to feel profound. It was just an empty hole in the ground. Pretty worn at that, you know, it's just that. Me and me.
Hi, this is Catherine Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
That's what happens when you put a 1 minute 56 six-track song on. It finishes really quickly. What was that?
Len Price Trio. Well, the Len Price 3, actually. Get this correct. It's a bit embarrassing. The Len Price 3 and Emily's Shop.
Really?
It's a trio.
Followed on from Tiberius, a track from an album called Troubadour. You heard one called It Has to Be True. Okay. Also out yesterday, fifth record by Ostra. It's called Chin Up, Buttock Up. It is reliably excellent. This is Think Twice from it. And not that Think Twice. Not a cover.
Sweet. This is Laura Olova from Chemtrails, and you're listening to The Breakdown.
Mistake made there by me. We played that song, Maybelline, at the start of October when it came out by Gretel. There was a live version which came out yesterday, which I've got myself confused with. Apologies, but always good to hear Gretel. Ostra before with Think Twice from the album Chin Up Buttercup, which was out yesterday. Okay, one more before a revolutionary last half an hour of the show coming up. What have you got for us, Chris?
What are we going for next? Just remind me.
It was High School.
High School, yeah, High School. So, from their latest album. I think you played 149 a few weeks ago.
Sounds about right.
This is Sonny Erickson. I don't think it's about... Sonny Erickson make. I mean, Sonny obviously make loads of stuff. Erickson, I'm trying to remember. Was it a tape recorder or a tape?
I had a Sonny Erickson
cassette
phone.
Cassette tapes? Oh. Erickson phones, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I had
Erickson
a phone.
Phones.
We'll see. Oh. See what this reveals.
Are we?
Reading over a message like you.
right, Chris. They should be bigger. That's high school,
yeah. High school should be huge. Yeah. Huge. They just tick every box. I don't get it.
Mm. Sony Ericsson, great single by them. Okay, first treble seven now my treble seven is coming up. I'm just excited about what's going to happen afterwards. Anyway, hold that, Joel, hold that. Later on in this treble seven, you're going to hear tracks by FKA Twigs and Daisy. I'll tell you about those at the other end. But Billiam, who mutually, one of our favourite albums of 2024 was Animation Cell. Billiam put out an EP at the end of September. Passed me by completely. Did it do that to you?
Yeah, completely. Well, I saw it on your screen today and I went, Billiam. Yeah. As one does when they see the name Billiam.
So I'm going to put that right now. Start my treble seven with something from the letter W and the numeral B. The track you're going to play is Planned Obsolescence.
The Breakdown, Treble 7.
Yeah. Hi, this is Vanity Fairy, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
I think I've worked out what this FKA Twigs album is. It's called You Sexier Afterglow, and it looks like she started out to making a deluxe edition of You Sexier to come out earlier this year, but ended up with many more songs, so has put them together in an 11-track release which came out yesterday.
Very efficient way of working.
Yes. Love Crimes is the track that you heard there. On the record, there is Pink Pampheris is on a track, but the Love Crimes one is better. So I played that. Before that was Daisy, who Richmond-based in Virginia. Bad Penny, an EP which came out at the end of October. I Don't Want to Think About the Money is the track you heard, and Billion before with Planned Obsolescence. Now, Chris, okay, I'm going to give you an option. You have the choice now of either playing your longest song of the day, which is that one there, or you can do another treble seven because you've got the means to do that.
I think I'm going to go for quality and quantity over just quality, because I think that's two wins rather than one, you see. So I'm going to go for the treble seven
Let's do it.
Squeezing easily.
Shall we have a solid start?
Yeah, solid start. This is Panel, odd name for a band, Panel. And then we'll follow that with Dragnet, which is the side project or main project of the guy from Vintage Crop, Melbourne, new wave band. And then we'll have Pyromaniac by Scam Likely to finish.
Very nice.
Everybody loves the summer. It's long days, but the short nights are a bummer. Time slows when there's nothing left to say. Heads up, they're getting cold. Tick-tock till we're on our own. And I think they'll say you had a solid start. Solid. They'll say you had a solid start. Solid start.
this is Amber from OK Button, and you are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Oh, that was my treble seven, or second treble seven. Should that be my fourth to sixth? I don't know. panel first with Solid Start, followed by Dragnet, who are the alter ego of Melbourne New Wavers Vintage Crop, and Alta Vista, and finished off there with Scam Likely. That came about a bit earlier this year with a track called Pyromaniac.
It's all right. It's all right. I think it's a new one for us. We better do the final Homefront track. Album of the week this week by the American band Watch It Die is the record. Between the Waves, this track came out earlier this week. Might be the pick of the three we've played so far.
Thank you.
fading out indicates a job well done by Homefront there. That was Between the Waves from their brilliant album, which is out this week. Okay, time for a bit of Prolapse.
Absolutely. They were fantastic the other nights at Sydney and Matilda. Still going strong after. I mean, they were a band that started when we first started doing Offbeat around 1997, 98. And I remember they came out with a single, Killing the Bland, and we used that in a lot of our publicity because it seemed like a nice little phrase. And still the same lineup, still exactly the same lineup. And to be fair, the front people, Scottish Mick and Linda, look exactly the same as well. That's what's extraordinary about it. The five prolapsers at the back are various stages of long grey beards and balding. But they've still got that same...
They're out of the lights.
Yeah.
They're out of the lights. Yeah. They need the lights on.
That's what it is, yeah. But they're so tight, the backing band. And then you've basically got this married couple screaming at each other at the front. What a brilliant idea for a band.
So this is wearing for decoration, isn't it?
Yep.
Had a drink of beer and forgot. Spotless in a crowded room, you're always walk alone. Trapped there under a cloudy sky, you're caught inside your bones. Pull a chair up to the fire, look like you know who. Put the paper
Very nice there.
Yep, that was Prolapse, Swearing for Decoration, off their recent album. Good to see a band who just haven't really changed over the course of 20-odd years.
30, nearly.
30, yeah. Yeah. You're right. No, it would be.
We're going to play, to finish the show today, something from Charlie XCX. She had two tracks out this week, so we're obviously going to play one. And with this track, Chris, A Man of Statistics, you will like the fact that she becomes the most played female artist ever on The Breakdown, moving past her joint position at the moment with St. Vincent's on to 41 plays. So I'm going to say thank you very much for that today, Chris.
No problem, that's been fantastic.
Maybe see you better next month. Chains of Love by Charlie XCX, one of two tracks from the Wuthering Heights soundtrack which came out this week. This is not the one with John Cale on it. Bye bye.
I'd rather drown in a stream. I'd rather let myself on fire. I'd rather wear all these scars. I'd rather watch my skin.